Welcome to the Speak Up Slackware Linux installation tutorial. My name is Joe Norton and I'll be taking you through the installation of Slackware Linux using the Speak Up screen review package. Speak Up is a set of kernel patches written for the Linux operating system by Kirk Reiser and Andy Burdan, which gives the speech user access to Linux. Unlike many other screen readers you may have used in the past, SpeakUp becomes part of the actual operating system itself, giving the speech user access to the computer virtually from boot up to shut down. No other screen reader gives you this kind of flexibility, and in a few moments we'll show you how you can begin to take advantage of this new revolutionary screen review system. Let me start out by saying that this tutorial is not intended for beginning computer users. We assume that you're able to download files from the internet via FTP and perform various operations in a DOS like copying and moving files around. Also, installing Linux is not for the faint of heart. It may require that you reformat or repartition your hard drive. This is a step that you need to take with great care because doing the wrong thing, as you know, could result in data loss. So we can't stress this enough. Be very careful. Be sure you know what you're doing and read any documentation you can find before taking that big plunge. Now, why would you want to use Linux? Well, there are several reasons. One may be that you got your start on the internet using a Unix shell account. Well, if you had to switch to a PPP account under Windows and were used to some of those Unix utilities like Pine for reading email, Elm is another one, maybe you used a Unix editor like Pico or VI or Emacs and you'd like to do that again, this is a good opportunity for you. You can have all that under Linux. Various commands like nslookup, whois, and finger are also available. Another reason you might want to use Linux is if you're technically inclined or you like to write programs, maybe you're taking some programming courses in high school or something like that, Linux may be just what you're looking for. For example, in Linux, ready to go, you've got C, C++, Fortran 77, Perl, and various other things as far as programming goes. Also, if you're into web design, Slackware Linux includes ready to run out of the box a copy of the Apache web server software. So if that's something you'd like to get into, you've got that option also. These are just some of the reasons you might want to consider Linux. Slackware is one of the distributions of Linux. There are several of them. One nice thing about using Slackware is that if you follow the default install options, you'll have speech going right from the get-go. In other words, once you finish setting up your system and reboot the system, it should come up talking if everything goes okay, because the kernel that you used to install that has SpeakUp already on it is copied right over to your new system, so that's kind of nice. Slackware is obtainable in several ways. Probably the most painless way of obtaining Slackware would be to order a Slackware CD-ROM. There are two options. If you want to get the official Slackware 4 CD set, you can order it from Walnut Creek CD-ROM. Their telephone number is 1-800-786-9907. Also, you can visit their website at www.cdrom.com and read all about what's included in Slackware. Another option you have for purchasing a CD of Slackware is from the Linux Mall. If you're able to order online, you may want to check out www.linuxmall.com, and that's spelled L-I-N-U-X-M-A-L-L. The Linux Mall has a Slackware CD available for 99 cents plus shipping and handling. And last time I looked at it, it was still version 7.0, but they may update it any time now, so that's another option you may want to check into. Now, if you have a fast enough internet connection or just don't mind a big download, and I do mean big, you can obtain Slackware via FTP. The address for the Slackware official FTP site is ftp.slackware.com, and you would look in the /pub/linux/slackware/slackware-7.1 directory for the current version. Under this directory, you'll find directories containing boot disks, root disks, and the actual file sets you'll need to download in order to install Slackware. Check out the documentation at the FTP site for more information on which files you'll actually need. The download of Slackware can be a little complicated because you'll need to download some of the files in the same structure that they appear on the FTP site to your hard drive. This is so the setup program will be able to find them and install them properly. Now, once you have Slackware, the next thing you'll need is a boot disk. You can't use the boot disks from the Slackware site because they don't talk. We have provided SpeakUp-enabled boot disks on the official SpeakUp FTP site, and the address is ftp.braille.uwo.ca. You'd look in the directory /pub/speakup/disks/slackware. Under this directory, you'll see a README file, which goes into more detail about the directory structure, and you'll see directories for both Slackware 7.0 and 7.1. Under these particular directories, the file structure is very similar to that you would find on the FTP site for Slackware. For example, the bootdsks.144 directory contains boot disk images, and the rootdsks directory contains root disk images. Under the bootdsks.144 directory, you'll see a README file, which goes into detail about what these disks are for. We provided two boot disks currently. The bear.i boot disk is for those who have IDE equipment, and the scuzzy.s boot disk is for those who are using SCSI equipment. Now, you'll see a directory under the bootdsks.144 directory called bear-i, and this contains the bear-i boot disk images for the various supported speech synthesizers. We couldn't make just one disk because we needed one for each supported synthesizer. The same is true with the SCSI-S boot disk directory as well. The speech synthesizers currently supported by SpeakUp are the Accent PC, the Accent SA, the Apollo 2, the Audapter, the Braille and Speak, the DeckTalk Express, and the DeckTalk External, that's the older DeckTalk, the DoubleTalk PC, the DoubleTalk LT or LightTalk, the SpeakOut, and the Arctic Transport Synthesizer. You'll see files named after the various synthesizers they support. For example, the DoubleTalk Speech Synthesizer's boot disk is called DTLK.DSK. Also, the DeckTalk is called DECTLK.DSK. That's for the DeckTalk Express. The DeckTalk External is DECEXT.DSK. All these files will have names that you'll probably recognize as being the right one for your speech synthesizer, and the README file in the main bootdsks.144 directory will give you information about which file you need for which synthesizer. At any rate, you simply download the one for your speech synthesizer, again being sure to use binary mode for the download, and you'll also need the file rawrite.exe, that's spelled rawrite.exe, and that can be obtained in the bootdsks.144 directory or in the rootdsks directory that we'll be talking about in just a moment. The RawWrite program is what you actually use to write the floppy disk image file out to a floppy disk. And next, you'll need a root disk image. There are three root disks provided in the rootdsks directory. The text.gz root disk is probably the best one for beginning users. It uses text-based menus that you select options from by pressing a number and hitting enter, and it asks simple yes-no type questions for the most part. It's fairly straightforward and easy to use. There's another disk called color.gz. It uses what are called color menus, and it's a little more tricky to use, but it's not impossible, and you'll hear us using it here in the tutorial in just a few moments. The umsdos.gz root disk is a root disk designed to install Linux on an existing DOS or Windows partition, so you won't have to reformat or repartition, and it doesn't erase your existing DOS files either. And that disk also uses the color menus as well. At any rate, once you get the particular root disk you need and write that out to a floppy disk, and we'll show you how to do that in just a moment, you'll be ready to actually boot your computer into Linux. Now, a few final notes before we get started. This tutorial demonstrates one way of installing Slackware Linux. Not all of the options mentioned in this tutorial may apply to your particular software or hardware configuration. We strongly urge that you be very familiar with your system and how it's set up before attempting an installation of Linux. If you do use the text.gz root disk, keep in mind that the principles used in this tutorial still apply to that root disk, even though the procedures are slightly different. Also, one of the file names in this tutorial has changed. The boot disk referred to as bear-i.dt in the recording is now dtlk.dsk, but the instructions are still the same.
Now, if you want to follow along with this tutorial and you don't have the correct files at this stage, you've got a week to get them because that's where we have to leave you. However, if you would like to hear this tutorial in its entirety, and we would like to thank Joe Norton for allowing us to air it here, but you can listen in real audio at his website, which is www.nortoncom.org. And from that page, you will also find a link to the main SpeakUp site. and the full tutorials are there in Real Audio. We'll be serialising it over the next few weeks, but if you can't wait for that, by all means visit nortoncom.org.
Main menu.
Main menu.
Main menu.
Main menu.
Time once again to log off for another week. On behalf of all the Main Menu team, I'm Jonathan Mosen, inviting you to join us again next week for another edition of Main Menu.